This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government recommends President Bidya Devi Bhandari to prorogue parliament session from midnight today. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud pays courtesy calls on President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa. General cooperation agreement signed between governments of Nepal and Saudi Arabia. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand says the government is committed to controlling selling and distribution of unhygienic goods. And Russian bombardment of Ukrainian capital Kyiv continues a 35-hour curfew announced in Kyiv. Now the news in detail. The government has recommended prorogueing the session of the federal parliament. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting held today recommended President Bidya Devi Bhandari end the parliament session from midnight today. Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, concluded the 2 days official visit to Nepal. Foreign Secretary Bharadwaj Podel bade farewell to the visiting dignitary at the Tribhuvan International Airport today. Earlier today, Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Faisal paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari at Sital Nivas. During the meeting, various aspects of Nepal-Saudi Arabia relations as well as matters of mutual interest and welfare were discussed. Likewise, the Saudi Arabian Foreign Affairs Minister paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa at Balwatar today. On the occasion, various aspects of Nepal-Saudi Arabia bilateral relations as well as cooperation and the multilateral forums were discussed. Prime Minister Dewa extended best wishes for the success of the Saudi Vision 2030 and discussed the ways and means of further strengthening economic partnership and cooperation between the two countries, including the interest and well-being of Nepali migrant workers. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka and Foreign Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Faisal, held a bilateral meeting at Foreign Affairs Ministry today and discussed various matters of bilateral relations. The ministry informed that the two ministers signed the General Cooperation Agreement. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for eradicating violence against women, taking it as a social problem. Talking to representatives of delegations from SAARC countries who arrived in Kathmandu to participate in the South Asian Women Conference, the president believed that a common campaign in the South Asian region could be more effective to address the issue of violence against women. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bhadurpuran has said the impacts of climate change and COVID-19 pandemic have contributed to a further rise in the exploitation and violence against women. Inaugurating the South Asian Women Conference, jointly organized by the National Women's Commission, National Human Rights Commission, Women Non-Government Organization Federation and Every Woman in Kathmandu today, the Vice President stressed the need for concerted actions to fight violence against women. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has said the government is committed to controlling the selling and distribution of unhygienic goods to guarantee consumers' rights. Speaking at a program jointly organized by the Department of Commerce, Supply and Consumer Protection and Kathmandu Metropolitan City today, on the occasion of the World Consumers' Rights Day, Home Minister Khand stated that the government would not lag behind to implement the provisions related to consumer rights mentioned in the Constitution and laws, stating that the government is aware of the consumers being affected by the price hikes of daily essentials. The Home Minister said the government was making the maximum efforts to control the prices of consumer goods. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ, सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौ।
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो, अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ? अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Umar Regmi says climate change and gender equality are serious challenges of the 21st century. Addressing the 66th session of the UN on the status of women in New York, Minister Regmi informed that Nepal had created a robust foundation for women's empowerment along with legal and constitutional setups. The ministry stressed the need for women's representation in policy and decision-making and implementation level to reduce the cost of climate change to women and girls. Five airlines companies have shown interest to operate regular flights at Gautam Buddha International Airport. According to the Civil Aviation Authority, Jazeera Airways, Sri Lankan Airlines, Nepal Airlines Corporation, Qatar Airways and Thai Smile Airlines have shown interest in operating regular flights at the second international airport of Nepal. Director General of the Authority, Engineer Pradeep Kumar Adhikari, says preparation is being made to grant permission to the airline companies after completing all necessary procedures. The government has been making preparation to bring the Gautam Buddha International Airport into operation from the 16th of May. You are listening to Read Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. The Russian bombardment of Kyiv is continuing, with a residential building set ablaze in the capital. Russia's defense ministry spokesperson Igor Konashelkov said Russian forces had taken full control of all territory in Ukraine's southern Kherson region. Meanwhile, Kyiv mayor has announced a 35-hour curfew for people in the capital, warning today is a difficult and dangerous moment. It comes after Russian airstrikes hit residential buildings and a metro station overnight. Emergency services say two people were killed in an attack on an apartment block in the city. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has called on Russian soldiers to surrender. In his nightly TV address, he said Russian forces had suffered worse losses during their invasion of his country. Negotiations between Russia and Ukraine are expected to continue on Tuesday, with Zelensky saying pretty good progress had been made so far. President Zelensky once again criticized NATO over its refusal to implement a no-fly zone. President Zelensky also said NATO was the strongest alliance in the world, but some of the members of this alliance are hypnotized by Russian aggression. In another diplomatic move, the police, Czech and Slovenian prime ministers are said to be on their way by train to Kyiv to meet Zelensky. Meanwhile, the UK and the EU have unveiled more sanctions against Russia, including targeting luxury goods. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government recommends President Biddadevi Bhandari to prorogue parliament session from midnight today. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud pays courtesy calls on President Biddadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Shiv Bahadur Deva. General Cooperation Agreement signed between governments of Nepal and Saudi Arabia. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand says the government is committed to controlling selling and distribution of unhygienic goods, and Russian bombardment of Ukrainian capital Kyiv continues, a 35-hour curfew announced in Kyiv. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.